Canada, are you ready? Ontario, the clouds are gathering. It's about to rain on the city of Oshawa. A rain of knowledge, for surely the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as waters cover the seas. A rain of the Spirit, because that which was prophesied has come to pass. The Holy Spirit, indwelling man, an outpost of the supernatural. God on the earth, walking through young men and women, a special breed of people who know who they are and whose they are. Non-conforming, fervent, unashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Members of the family of grace. We invite you to join this family. Get drenched in the rain. Be a part of what God is doing at this time. Worship with us at RCCG, the Grace Family, Oshawa Cineplex, 1351 Grandview Street North, Oshawa. The Grace Family. God's goodness revealed, explained, and experienced.
Elohim Adonai, we call you Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai.
Worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. Come before man this morning, Lord, but to you, the Elohim, to you, the Elohim, to you, the Elohim, to you, our Ebenezer, We've come for help this morning, Lord. We desperately need your help this morning. Oh, yes, we need your help, Lord. The helper of the helpless, we are here this morning. For everyone needing help this morning, Lord, we receive such supply of your help in the house. Everyone under the sound of my voice will receive your help, Lord. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have worshipped. Come on, give the Lord a loud hallelujah. Give him praise. Can you walk to three people this morning and tell them you are going to receive God's help this morning? You are going to receive. You are going to receive God's help this morning. Hallelujah. Let's have our seats. Glory be to God.
I'm to play the flute.
Hallelujah. How many of you are feeling cold or you felt cold this morning? All right. Glory be to God. Our children can go to their children's church this morning. Oh, glory to God. Who can remind us today's topic again? Our Ebenezer. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's start. Isaiah 55 verse 10. Glory, glory, glory be to God. We are going on a journey this morning. And can we have it in New King James Version? Isaiah 55, verse 10. Isaiah 55, verse 10. Are you there? In case you have a small Bible, you will not see Isaiah there. Your Bible has to be complete for you to see the book of Isaiah. Amen. Glory to God. So I want us to read together as a church at the count of three on the screen. One, two, three, go. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Verse 12. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Verse 13. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. You know, in verse 12, he said, the word of the Lord, when it goes forth, it does not come back empty. Just as the way when the snow leaves the heaven, it must drop to the earth. Hallelujah. In other words, what the Bible is saying here, or what Isaiah is saying here quickly, that the word of God always produces results. Hallelujah. Give me verse 12 again in NLT. Verse 12 in NLT. Verse 12 in NLT. Okay, now let's go to verse 11. 11 in NLT. Glory be to God. Verse 11. He said, it is the same with my word. I send it out, and it will what? Sometimes?
Always
produce fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. That's the word of God. Anytime God's word is being released, it's always producing results. Always. So, for instance, this morning as we hear God's word, it has the capacity to produce results in your life. Glory be to God. The issue has never been with God's word. Hallelujah. God's word always works. Say to yourself, God's word always works. It works all the time. It works all the time. All the time. God's word always works. So the question always is from God is that, can you trust my word? Hallelujah. You know, God said to Abraham, Abraham, in blessing I will bless you. In multiplication I will multiply you. Then Abraham began to wonder, okay, how will I know you will do this? And God, you know, the writer of Hebrews said, because normally when you want to make sure one be so sure that you will do what you have said you will do, you will, you know, in that days, you will swear by an higher authority. You will say, in the name of this person, I swear I will do what I want to do. You know, that swearing gives the person that is receiving your word a confidence that this person will do what he has asked to do. And God said to Abraham, he said, I found nobody greater than me that I can swear by. But I swear by myself that I'm going to do it. In other words, God so much honors his word. You know, David said more than even his name. And if the name is so powerful that at the mention of that name, every knee must bow, you can imagine how authoritative that word is. Glory be to God. So when God said it's about to help us, our own duty is not to doubt that word. Our own duty is to do what? Believe the word. The angel said to Mary, he said, you'll be pregnant of the Holy One. It has never happened before. There was no precedence before that that has happened. Or what Mary asked. He said, how shall this thing be? The angel said, by the Holy Ghost. And Mary said, by your word. Let it be unto me according to what? Mary may not understand the how, but one thing she knows, it will happen. Many a times we give ourselves too much headache trying to know the how. If God has said it, he's going to do it. Hallelujah. If God has said it, he's going to do it. Glory be to God. Your issue is not the how. Your issue is believing. Glory to God. Your brain is too small to comprehend the how. Glory to God. But God is able to accomplish everything he wants to do. Amen. So let's begin this morning. All right. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became what? A living being. So God formed man from where? Dust. Now, God formed man from the dust, not after man sinned, before man sinned. So it was not sin, it was not Adam's sin that made us dust. It was by the nature of creation by God that we are made from dust. Now, the implication of this, the dust in the Bible means something that is frail, something that is weak, something that is not strong. Hallelujah. In other words, by design, God created man not to be sufficient in itself. Glory be to God. And when I mean man, I mean mankind, both male and female. God did not create man or mankind to be sufficient in itself. God created mankind to need help. That was why few verses after this, the next thing God said, oh, it is not good for man to be alone. Man needed an helpmeet. That was a pointer to the fact that man was not created to be perfect. Glory to God. I said, glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. You know that God could have mass-produced everyone on the day he created man. If God wanted 6 billion people on the face of the earth, he could have created 6 billion people in one day. Hallelujah. Are you aware of that? Are you aware of that? The reason why God didn't do that is because God wanted man to interact with each other and to depend upon each other for man to fill the earth. The reason why you have father and mother, uncles, and everything is because everybody was not created the same day. Hallelujah. So in other words, God knew that for that person to come forth, there has to be a relationship between this and this. So God created man on the face of the earth to interact. God created man on the face of the earth to need help from one another. Hallelujah. So by design, man was created insufficient. By design. It was not because man sinned. No. It was not sin that made us insufficient. It was God's design by creation. Do you know that God did not create man to live forever? Or you thought it was the sin that made? No. God's design is that man will eat out of the tree of life to live forever. By creation, man was not designed to live forever. Look at it. Look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. So man was not created to be immortal. Look at Genesis 3, 22. This was after they've sinned. Then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and what? Evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live for how long? So the way God wanted man to live forever is by eating from where? So that means God did not create man to live forever. Are you following me this morning? The way God wanted man to live forever is by eating from the tree of life. But God needed to guard the tree of life because at this point man has sinned. So if man ate from the tree of life, that means man will forever be in a perpetual state of what? Sin. Are you following me this morning? You may ask, I don't have time, but I'll show you what the meaning of tree of life is. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. But as now be revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished what? Death. And brought what? Life and immortality to life. Through what? So how does life and immortality come? So the tree of life in the Garden of Eden will be what? The gospel. Because that's how immortality comes. Glory be to God. In other words, man, God did not create man to live forever. God did not create man to be perfect. God wanted man to eat out of that tree. So by design, you are not created perfect. Glory be to God. You know, many at times, especially for some of us who are perfectionists, we want everything to be perfect. Glory to God. We want everything to be what? So when everything is not perfect, we feel as though something is wrong. Glory to God. You know, that the ability for you not to have everything together is a sign that you're a man. It's a sign, it's part of the design of God. Do you know that when God became a man, Jesus Christ, he did not also have everything perfect? Jesus was hungry. Are you aware? Did Jesus commit anything to be hungry? No. But because of the fact that he's a created being, he's a man, he has to also be under the principle of that weakness. Jesus, at a point, he was weak. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, when they were beating him on the road to be killed, the Bible said that he could not even carry his cross again. Somebody had to help him. If Jesus, as a man, needed help, who are you that will not need help? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Why would Jesus need help if he was God? Because he became a God that became a man. So by the design that you're a woman being, you need help. For you to reject help is to deny who you are. For you to deny, to reject help is to become proud. Hallelujah. In all of us, God is helping us. Many at times, you know, we don't want to disturb people. We don't want to become burden on us. The way God created the world is that everybody will need help from anyone. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The sinner man needs help. The help is the gospel on your lips. Hallelujah. You need help. If Jesus could need help, then who are you? Turn to your neighbor, you need help. Turn to another one, you need help. So needing help is not because you are weak. Needing help is who you are. Hallelujah. You can't have everything too perfect. No. No. You need what? You need help. It's only God that is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. You are not. You cannot know everything. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, you're in a situation whereby you said, I thought I had everything planned out. But it's not planning out the way I want to plan it. It's a fruit and a product that you're a human being. It's only God that plans things and it works the way he wants to. Man is limited. You may plan everything out, but you may not see some factors that it's only God that has seen. Glory be to God. Say to yourself, I need help. Look at, you know, let's go to our theme for today. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12. Let's have it in NLT. Okay, good. Look at this. Samuel then took a large stone and placed it between the towns of Mizpah and Jeshnah. He named it what? Ebenezer, which means the stone of what? For he said, up to this point, the Lord has what? Has helped us. That's not Ebenezer. The stone of help. That word stone means foundation. That word stone means something like an anchor. In other words, Ebenezer simply means that God is the foundation of our help. And we're built upon help. Hallelujah. God created us in such a way that we continually need his help. Why do we pray? Because we need help. Hallelujah. When you don't pray, it's because you are saying to God, I don't need your help. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Say to yourself, I need the help of God. You know, Samuel had to confess. Say, up to this point, the Lord has helped us. The Lord has helped us. That issue you are going through is because God wants to help. You know, one of the names of the Holy Spirit, he said, I will send you the comforter who also be your helper. You know, if somebody is called an helper, it's because he knows you don't have everything together. Right? Okay. So if I have everything together, I don't need an helper. So for God to say, I will send you an helper, is because God has also recognized the fact there will be times in your life whereby you will need help. And I don't know if you are like me, I need the help of God every day. Hallelujah. You need the help of God. Glory be to God. No, so very quickly, because of time, I want to share some scriptures about the help of God. Are you ready? Now, as we share this, you know, like I said again, introduction, that the word of God is powerful. So when you read, when you are seeing those scriptures on the scripture, on the screen rather, say it to yourself. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Psalm 46 verse 1. Psalm 46 verse 1. God is our refuge and strength. A very what? Present help. Oh, glory to God. His help is present. His help is not in the past. His help neither is not even in the future. His help is present. That he helped you yesterday does not mean you've exhausted the quarter of your help with him. He that helped you yesterday is today is present. His help is present tense. It's not a past tense help. You know, some of us, we've received the help of God in time past. And we think that, will God also do it again? No. The reason why you received it in time past is because it was present then. You also need it now because it's present now. Hallelujah. He said, a very present help. When? In trouble. So when I'm in the midst of trouble, one thing I should always know is that I have the help of God here. Glory to God. I'm not helpless. Are you there? I'm not what? Helpless. So in trouble, I know he's present there with me. The help is not far. The help is present. Look at verse 2. Verse 2. Because he is my help in trouble. He said, therefore. Therefore means because of this, then this. Therefore, we will not fear. Hallelujah. Even though the earth be removed. Even though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Glory to God. Verse 3, he said, though his waters roar and troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Verse 4, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. Verse 5, I want us to read it together. 1, 2, 3, go. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. Glory to God. God shall help her. God shall help me. You know, I might have gotten everything wrong. I'm saying, where will my next meal come from? Where will it appear from? Just as he said, you know, that woman, she said, let us just eat this last meal and we will die. No, God has been watching her. She was eating the third to the last. God did not come. Second to the last, God did not show up. He's at the very last one. God sent a prophet. Now it's time. Don't say it's over until it's over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they got into that fire. You know, the people that were bringing them to the fire, the Bible said the fire consumed them. You know, you would have thought that God would have showed up there. God did not show up there. It was as they entered into the fire that God was there. Glory to God. He is present in the time of trouble. I will not fear. The reason why we are afraid, every one of us is afraid, is because we've not fully understand the magnitude of his help. Look at Psalm 3 verse 1. Psalm 3 verse 1. Oh, glory, glory, glory. He said, Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many a day who rise up against me. Verse 2. Many a day who say of me, there is no help for me, for him in God. You know, people may have said, since he has become a Christian, his life has been going down. You know, we told him, let us do it this way. He says, because he believes God, he will not help, he will not follow us to cheat. By the way, thank you, Jesus. You know, during the week, I was praying and God brought this to my mind that I should warn maybe a couple of people here that if you are into any form of fraud, stop it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So if you're into any form of fraud or somebody is tempting you to enter into it, stop it. Glory be to God. Let's move on. Verse 3. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lift up my head. Look at verse 4. Verse 4. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. That's the help of God. But there's no help if you don't cry for it. Glory to God. Glory to God. No, many of us, we can complain about the mountain without asking for help. We can say, oh, this world is too tough. This situation is too difficult. You know, all those things is not prayer. Prayer is when you pray to God. Prayer is not telling God about the mountain. Prayer is telling God about what you want God to do to the mountain. Hallelujah. So quit complaining and murmuring. Ask for the help of God. Let's go to the next one. Psalm 20 verse 1. Oh, glory. Psalm 20 verse 1. May the Lord answer you in the day of what? May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. Verse 2. Oh, may he send you help. From the sanctuary. From the sanctuary. You know, that for sanctuary is a temple. And we are the temple of God. Glory to God. So the help is from within. The help is from where? The help is from where? You know, David said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help come from the Lord who makes heaven and earth. Many of us, we are looking at people for help. The help is not from men. The help is from who? God will use men, but men are not the source of the help. The reason why many of you are so bitter and offended against another person is because you are looking at that person as the source of help. Hallelujah. You are wondering, this person has it. And I'm asking you for help. No, that's not the person God wants to use for you. Hallelujah. So take your eyes away. Hallelujah. Do you know that sometimes you want to help people, but you don't have the capacity to help? Glory to God. Sometimes, you know, it's not that you don't want to help, but there's no just means to help. Glory to God. So it's one thing for you to have the desire to help. It's another thing for you to have what? The means to help. But when God says he's our helper, it's not just because he has the desire to help us. He also has the capacity to help us. Hallelujah. An uncle, a brother may tell you, I will help you. It's conditional. is conditional on what he will have. But when God says, I will help you anytime, it's available. Yes. Glory to God. God is God that cannot go bankrupt. Hallelujah. That 30 people are asking for help does not reduce anything from God. He's able to deliver help to 30 people at once without scratching the surface of his help. You know, many of us, if 3 people come to us, we need help. We say, let me just do one. It's not because you hate the other 2. It's because you don't just have the means to accommodate the other 3, to other 2. But if the whole world today cry for the help of God, he has enough resources to meet all of our needs at the same time. So take your eyes away from men. Put it on God. Look at Psalm 60 verse 11. Psalm 60 verse 11. Give us help from trouble. For the help of man is what? It's useless. It's useless. Verse 12. Through God, we will do valiantly. For it is he who shall tread down our enemies. He says he's going to help us. But the issue is many of us are looking at men. And God said the help of men is useless. You know that sometimes when men help you, they want to help you to the level by which they are still higher than you. Somebody that is telling you, I've seen a situation, but somebody was telling someone, he said, God will bless you. God will bless you. God will bless you. And God bless the person. But now when God bless the person now moved to a level higher than the person saying, God will bless you. And that person started having unnecessary envy over the person. I said, is it not you that prayed? So many times people want you to be fine, but their fine is to the degree to which they can still say, yes, I'm still higher than you. But God is a God who doesn't care how high he will lift you. Because at the end of the day, you can't be higher than him. Amen. So look to God for help. Look at Psalm 124 verse 8. Psalm 124, verse 8. Glory to God. 124. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Who made what? Our help is in that name. What is that name? Jesus. Can I have somebody shout that name?
Jesus.
Our help is in that name. You know, you are at work and things are not going well. You have a project and things are not going well. You have a deadline and you are not meeting it. You know, that's the right time to shout that name. I need your help now. No, many of us, we've compartmentalized God to only spiritual things. God wants to help you in every area of your life. Every area of your life. You are at work, things are not going well. That's the right time. Lord, I need your help. You are at school, you are academics. Everything looks so overwhelming. Lord, I need your help. 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 You want your bills are coming up and there's no means to meet those bills. Lord, I need your help in this matter. There's a pain in your body. Lord, I need your help. You know, the help of God is without limits. It's without limits. It's without limits. Hallelujah. Lord, I need your help. Glory to God. Lord, I need your what? Help. See, the help of God has no limit. I think I was discussing with Raj Joseph yesterday. And then I took my car to a place to repair it because a particular light was showing, engine light. So when I got there, and they told me the cost to fix it, I said no. I took the car back. And I said, and the light was still there. And I said, God, Lord, you have to help me. This light, I don't want to see it again. No, I've not said it when the light went off. And it has not appeared again. You know, many of the times we think that the help of God does not have bandwidth to those areas. The help of God, you know, there is nothing in front of him that he cannot help you with. There's nothing. The help of God, you know, it passes everything. Don't just put him in a box. And the reason why sometimes we put in a box is because, you know, I may not have had the help, maybe if I had all the money to repair it. Right? Okay. Many times, the reason why some of us are not praying for healing again is because Tylenol is not cheap. And you have the money. Oh, it. Many a times, because some of us don't need help again from him, or we don't pray for him for things, even in our place of work, because I'm too smart. I graduated with honors. What's this thing? We'll crack it. So sometimes pride in our resources makes us think that we don't need his help. But I can assure you, every man always comes to the end of himself many times. And that's where the help of God will come in. Glory to God. Let's move on. Psalm 27 verse 1. Oh, glory to God. I love this. Psalm 27 verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid of? He's my light and my salvation. I fear no one. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm afraid of nothing. You know, when you look at the news, sometimes you're afraid of the future. God is saying, I'm your light and your salvation. I am the strength of your life. In other words, I am weak without him. He is my strength. He is my strength. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, hallelujah. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear not. Hallelujah. For I am with you. Be not be dismayed. For I am your God. He says, I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. God is saying to someone, fear not, I'm with you. He says, I'm going to help you. He says, I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Look at verse 13. Verse 13. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, I will help you. Fear not, I will help you. That's the word of God. He said, he's not just going to leave you alone. He said, we'll hold you by the right hand. You know, that situation you think that nobody is caring for me. God said, don't worry. I'm holding you by the right hand. You'll pass through it. You'll pass through it. You know, many of us are even going through situations that nobody even knows about. Even the closest people about us, related to us, don't even know about it. But there's only one person that knows about it. And he's saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, I will help you. Fear not, I will help you. You know, many of us are going through issues. And every day we see people who have gone through similar issues sharing testimonies of it. I say, God, when is my own time? And God said, don't worry, fear not, I will help you. I will help you. Look at verse 14. He said, fear not, you warm Jacob. You men of Israel. He said, I will help you. I will help you. I will help you. I will help you. Look at Isaiah chapter 50, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 7. For the Lord God. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, woo! Glory to God. He says, I will not be disgraced. He says, I will not be what? Because God will help me. Yes. Many of us need the help of God. When disgrace is so near, you are saying, I will not be disgraced. I will not be disgraced. God will help me. Yes. You know, when they tell you, this is not possible except God help you. Exactly. That is it. That is it. I don't want anything to happen without the help of God. You know, when the people tell you, except there's a miracle, it's over. You say, there's still one condition, except there is a miracle. That's God's recipe. You know, if there is no problem, there's no need of help. And if it's the helper, it's because he knows there's a problem. Hallelujah. No matter times when some of us are going through issues of life, we think maybe our life is not right with God. No. No. That you are going through issues of life is a prompter that God is alive. Because he wants to help. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. You know, people may be looking at you. You are not here. Things are not going well. And you are thinking, have I made the wrong mistake? Have I made a mistake? And you are thinking, is shame knocking at my door? And God is saying, don't worry, I will help you. You will not be ashamed. You will not be ashamed. You will not be ashamed. Look at verse, the next verse. Verse 8. It is near who justifies me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near me. Verse 9. Surely. Oh, glory to God. Surely. What's the meaning of the word surely? It will happen. Surely the Lord God will help me. Who is he who will condemn me? Indeed, they will all grow old like a garment. Garment. The moth will eat them up. Because God will help me. My enemies don't laugh at me. Even though I may fall 7 times, I'm going to rise again. Because every time I fall, he's helping me to rise again. He is my help. Glory to God. You are battling with an addiction. You are saying, when will I be free? It's because you are still depending on your power. Turn it over to him. Lord, help me. Be vulnerable with him. Lord, help me. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. Hebrews 13, verse 4. Marriage is honorable among God, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. Verse 5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you. Oh, glory to God. Now what? That's what God has said. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And the reason why he said it is because of the next verse. Verse 6. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what can man do to me. You know, in verse 5, he said, God has said, I will never leave you. Verse 6, you will say the Lord is my helper. Everybody is saying what is pertaining to them. God's own is to assure you, say, I've said it, so that you will say. Many of us, we are too quiet. That's why help is not coming from. Our mouth is too shut down. That's why help is not coming. God is saying, I said that I will never leave you, so that you too will say. And I'm asking us this morning, what are you saying? Are you saying I'm helpless? Are you saying I'm without help? Are you saying I'm stranded? Are you saying I don't even know what's going on? Nobody's caring for me. Nobody's helping me. And God is saying, you are saying the wrong things. The rightful things are the Lord is my helper. You wake up in the morning, you look at the mirror and say, see, the Lord is your helper this morning. The Lord is your helper this morning. You are not without help. In the morning, you are not without help. In the afternoon, you are not without help. At night, you are not without help. Every day of your life, you are full of help. Even when things look, they are falling down in pieces, I have the help of God. I have the help. Even when I make mistakes, God is helping me to correct them. God is not expecting me to have a perfect life because he's my helper. He's my helper. He knows when I miss it, he's there to help me. He's there to help me. And I wish somebody in the house this morning would shout, Lord, you are my helper.
Lord, you are my helper.
Glory to God. God is your help. God is your help. He said, I will not fear what can man do to me. Because God is always with you. And he says, a very present help. Ah, glory to God. He's a very present help. He's a very present help in times of trouble. He's not only there with me when things are going rosy. Even when I'm facing challenges, he's there with me. That's when he even shows up the most. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's there with me. He's not there because my life is perfect. He's not there because I have everything working together, putting everything together with my intellect. He's there because he's my helper. He's my helper. He's my helper. You know, many times we think that we should not make mistakes.
We think that when we make mistakes, that God is first after correcting our mistakes before helping us. So when we make mistakes, you know, we are so in a state of condemnation. We think that God will not help us until we have fixed our mistake. No, that's not God's character. Let me show you. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. There's an interesting story in that place. Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. Now, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea, verse 26. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for what? For fear. Verse 27. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." Verse 28. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Verse 29. So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Verse 30. But when Peter saw the wind and was boisterous, what did he do? He was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out, saying, "Save me." When Peter was sinking, Peter was not trying to correct himself. What he cried out was the help of God. Look at 31. Oh, glory to God. And immediately. When do you need the help of God? When? You know, Peter was afraid. After God, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid." You know, many of times we'll have thought that Jesus Christ will first tell Peter, "Have I not told you not to be afraid? What's wrong with you?" You know, we'll have thought that Jesus will first correct him. After all, even if he dies in the sea, he has the ability to bring him up again. But look at what Jesus did. Jesus did not even do as if something happened to his faith. First of all, the Bible says immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. Then the correction came. Jesus wants to bring you out of the situation before he corrects you. He's not looking first to correct you before helping you. That's his pattern. He wants to make sure you are fine before he reprimand you. You know, many a time, some people, you know, some of us, the way we behave even to our friends and colleagues and everyone, when they do something wrong and they need help, we want to first thrash out the issue. Right? Before we help them. You want to tell them that, "Don't worry, I'll help you. But let's sort out this issue first. You were rude the other day. You stepped on my foot and did not say sorry. Leave that issue. Don't worry. God is capable." But let's first, no, that's not God's character. God will first help you. After he has rescued you, that's okay, all right. The reason why that happened to you was because of this. That's God's. Even when you make mistakes, it's not first looking after your mistakes. It's showing up immediately. 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 You know, Peter would have drowned if he did not shout, "Lord, save me. Lord, save me." There was a time they were in the boat and there was so much storm and Jesus was sleeping. And they were almost sinking until they went to meet Jesus. Can't you see what is happening? In other words, Jesus being around you is not automatic help until you cry out to him. Hallelujah. Because he's not a tyrant. If you don't go to him, he will not show up. Not because he doesn't want to, but maybe if you don't bring him on the scene, then why is he there? You know, in the next 3 minutes, bow down your head and begin to ask for the help of God in those areas. In those areas of your life. "Lord, I need your help in this. I need your help in this area. I need your help in this area. I need your help in this area. I have come to the end of myself. If you don't help me, I'll be disgraced, Lord. If you don't help me, I'll be ashamed, oh Lord. And you're my very present help in time of trouble. Lord, I need your help in this area. I need your help, oh Lord. Lord, I need your help." You know, remember, if you don't shout to him, if you don't cry to him, no help. "Lord, I need your help. I need your help. You have promised you're my present, very present help in time of trouble. I am in trouble, Lord. Help me, Lord. Lord, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. Help me with my career. Help me with my finance. Help me with my health. Help me with this choice I want to make. Lord, help me. I'm not depending on my wisdom. I'm not depending on my knowledge. I'm not depending on my intellect. I am in need of your help. Yes, I know I've done mistakes. I've done some errors. But notwithstanding, Lord, I need your help. You are my helper this morning, Lord. You are my helper this morning, Lord. You are my helper this morning, oh Lord. I need your help. Oh, help me, Jesus. 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 You are a faithful helper. 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 Lord, help me. It looks everything so overwhelming. Work looks so overwhelming. My school looks so overwhelming. Everything looks overwhelming. Pressure right, pressure left. Lord, I need your help. It's as if my head cannot come out of this water, but I need your help, oh Lord. I need your help this morning, Jesus. Lord, I really want to serve you. I really want to do your will, but this issue is preventing me. Help me. Help me. Help me to focus on you alone. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I've tried everything I could, but it's not working. Except you help me, Lord. Except you help me, Jesus. Except you help me, Jesus. I've looked towards the man, but nothing is coming forth, sir. I've even been embarrassed. I've even been disgraced. I've even been put to shame. But I know when I run to you, you will not put me to shame. Lord, this morning I've come to you. Help me, Lord. Oh, Lord, help me. Help me. I'm so young, yet I have this number of responsibilities upon me. Lord, I need your help to come through out of it. I need your help, oh Lord. You will help me, Jesus, this morning. You will help me, Jesus, this morning. You will help me, Jesus, this morning. I can't do it without you, Lord. I need your help. I need your help. I know I've read several books. I know I've listened to several lectures. I know I've received several counsel, but it's not working. If you don't help me, it will look, I'll be embarrassed, I'll be disgraced. I need your help, oh Lord. Lord, I need your help. I need your help. They've said, where is your God? Who is your God? Which God are you serving? And these things have not yet happened to you. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Glory to God. Now, choir, join me. Let's sing this song. My help, all of my help, cometh from the Lord. Are you here this morning that you know really you need the help of God? Yeah. Yeah. We need God's help. We need the help of God. 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 Oh, yes, Lord, this morning, Lord, we need your help. We need your help. Like Peter cried, Lord, save me. I'm drowning. Lord, save me. I'm drowning. Oh, yes, Lord.
I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said that he will not suffer my foot to be moved. The Lord that keepeth me, he will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is my keeper, the Lord is my shade. Upon my
shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve my soul, even forevermore.
Saying, Lord, if you don't help me this week, I'll be embarrassed. I'll be put to shame. And God is saying, I'm here, I will help you. I will help you. I'm your present help in time of trouble. Present help in time of trouble. Don't fear, I will help you. I will help you, I will help you, I will help you. So you must learn to take your eyes away from men and put it on me. Because my help will come from where you least expect it. Yet it's my help. It is my help. Oh, it is my help. Oh, yes. All of our help, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Lord, we receive your help this morning, Lord. We receive your interventions in our lives.
All of it. All of my help.
Oh, Lord, we receive help.
All of my help coming from the Lord.
Oh, we receive your help. We receive your help. We receive your help, oh, Lord. Oh, we receive your help, Lord.
My help. My help.
If you don't help us, who will?
All of my help.
Lord, we receive your help.
Coming from the Lord.
Thank you, Father, Lord. Lord, hear the cry of all your children in the house this morning. Every voice that has reached out for help. You are the God who never turns anyone away who comes for help from you. Just like the way you did for Peter. And you helped him immediately. This morning we'll receive immediate help.
Amen.
That even as we leave this service, you know, that phone call of help, that email of help, that reaching out of help, that orchestration of people helping us, Lord, we receive it, Lord. We receive miracles of help, Lord, in every area of our lives. Lord, we are so vulnerable this morning. We expose every part of our life that need your help. We acknowledge the fact that you created us to need your help. And we cry to you for help. For help, Lord. For help, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How many of you are recipients of God's help? Let your amen be the loudest.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Let's have our seat as we bring the service to a close this morning. You know, many of us should be ready to receive the help of God this week. Hallelujah. Be ready to do what? The help of God, you know, this week. You know, somebody once said, you know, sometimes it is pride that makes you not to receive help. You know, take for instance, if somebody gives some of us a table of water, a bottle of water, there's that thing within us that makes us to also want to give back that bottle of water, you know, to show that I also have things to give to you. Be at home in receiving help from people, you know. No, the reason why you're receiving help is because you're a human being. Hallelujah. You are not receiving help because you have it or you don't have it. It's also a sign of what? You're a human being. Glory to God. You know, even for some of us, God will put some people in our mind to also reach out to them, to help them. Amen? Amen. So, also, be part of who God will use to help others. Amen. Glory be to God. All right, let's take our offering this morning. Offering. So we also give to God because we acknowledge the fact that we are helped of Him. So when we give our offering and our tithes, it's because we recognize His help in the affairs of our life, and we say, yes, you've helped us. To appreciate that help, we are giving our offering and our tithes to you. Tithe just simply means, you know, 10% of your income. So when we give to God, we give because we recognize and we acknowledge that fact. So there are three ways to give this morning, as shown on the screen, through the Interact, which is finance@thegracefamily.ca, or through the text giving by sending the keyword give to that number, or you can also use our app or through the website shown above. All right, let's pray on our giving this morning. Father, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your help that we have received in the service this morning. Thank you because we trust you and we believe you. You are our present help. You've helped us in the past. You are helping us right now. And you will yet help us again. Lord, we give you all the praise, Lord. As we have given this morning, Lord, we receive more and more help, even in terms of our finances and every financial need that we have, that this week, Lord, we receive tremendous help. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's give this morning. As we are giving, let me just re-echo some announcements earlier made. Okay. Next week's service is a very special service. We themed it the atmosphere of glory. The atmosphere of glory. Now, we'll be having a very special guest who will be joining us next week, Sunday. And, you know, don't let me say too much about her. By the time you come next week, Sunday, you know, you will really know that there are some people who are carriers and conduits of God's presence. You know, she is someone who carries and embodies the presence of God
you know, tremendously, tremendously. Our service starts by 9:30 a.m. because she will start ministering as early as possible. So if we come 10:20, 10:30, 10:40, you may likely be getting to the end of administration. Amen? Okay, so let's come early and let's invite as many people also as possible. She's coming all the way from London, Ontario. So it would be nice for us to also be here to, you know, to receive her. Amen. All right. How many of us will be here next week and to invite as many people as possible? You can help people also, right? Amen. You can help people to also become partakers of this glory. Glory be to God. Also, we're having a provincial conference. It's not a men's conference, as earlier announced on. It's a provincial conference for everyone. We'll be having Reverend George Adegboye from Rema International Chapel will be joining us. It will be holding at our provincial headquarters in Scarborough, Jesus House Scarborough. I should get the address next week and also the date and time also. So please, let's mark our calendar for this. You know, it's a weekend, Friday and Saturday. We are having Reverend George Adegboye join us, you know, in Scarborough also. Lastly, there will be a Leadership 101 class. Leadership 101 class means the mixture of both the baptismal class and workers in training class. So if you want to join any of the departments in church, and the class is for you, and you want to get also baptized, the class is also for you. Please see me after service because we'll be having the class by God's grace this month. Just one single class and that will be all. Amen. Glory be to God. Do you have any first-timer worshiping with us for the very first time this morning? Okay. All right. If you don't mind, can you just stand to your feet? All right. Those who are sitting next to them, can you help us to welcome them? You are welcome to the Grace family. You are welcome to the Grace family. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Our mission, as earlier announced, is to reveal God's goodness and to make our life. You can have your seat. Immediately after service, we just want to meet with you on the fresh row to just, you know, show our bit of hospitality, you know, to you. And I trust God that you were blessed this morning and you will receive the help of God throughout this week and all the days of your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Lastly, before I forget, we'll be having Bible study on Tuesday. Sorry, not Thursday, for this week. And that's one of the limitations we have because the place we are using is not within our total authority or total ownership. We trust God that very soon we'll have a place of our own whereby we will not be at the whims and caprices of others in Jesus' name. So we'll be meeting on Tuesday, 7 p.m. as we continue the book of John. All right, let's stand to our feet as we bring the service to a close. Blessed this morning. Yes. Glory to God. Yes. You know, God will help you, right? Yes. You believe that? Yes. You are expectant, yes, for the help of God? Yes. On Monday up, Tuesday up, yes, Wednesday up, yes, Thursday up, yes, Friday up, yes, Saturday up, yes, Sunday up. Yes. Every day of your life, the help of God. Amen. You know, you don't have to like someone for them to help you. Right? Many of us are looking for the people that we like to help us. God will shock you this week. The people God will use for you are people that you too wonder are. So you too can help us. So talk to your neighbor very quickly this morning and tell them, this week is your week of help. Monday, you receive help. Tuesday, you receive help. Wednesday, you receive help. Thursday, you receive help. Friday, you receive up. Saturday, you receive up. By the time I see you on Sunday, you will give me testimonies of all the help of God that you have received. God will also use you to help others.
Canada, are you ready? Ontario, the clouds are gathering. It's about to rain on the city of Oshawa. A rain of knowledge, for surely the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as waters cover the seas. A rain of the Spirit, because that which was prophesied has come to pass. The Holy Spirit indwelling man, an outpost of the supernatural. God on the earth, walking through young men and women, a special breed of people who know who they are and whose they are. Non-conforming, fervent, unashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Members of the family of grace. We invite you to join this family. Get drenched in the rain. Be a part of what God is doing at this time. Worship with us at RCCG, the Grace Family, Oshawa Cineplex, 1351 Grandview Street North, Oshawa. The Grace Family. God's goodness revealed, explained, and experienced.